Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 23, Mizmor Yud, chapter 10. Loma Hashem Ta'amoid Barachik. Why does it appear that Hashem is far away, is standing far away, Talim Le'itlis Batsara, hidden in the times of tragedy? Our chapter begins with a very unique way. It doesn't start Mizmor, LeDavid, doesn't start LaMetzeach. It starts with a question. A very difficult question, in fact. A question of, where is Hashem? What is the historical time period David HaMelech wrote this perek? What is the message that David HaMelech is teaching us here? And why do we start Loma Hashem Tamud Barachik? As a general understanding, the Radak and the Shlach Kodesh tell us that this kapitel was written by David HaMelech for each and every person to turn to utilize. Be'ez tzarasoi, when a person has, Rachman Litzlan, his own difficulties in life, he should open up Sefer Tehillim, turn to Perek Yud, and daven to Hashem, Loma Hashem Tamoid Barochik, because the Mefarshim explain, it doesn't mean why is Hashem standing far away, but why does it appear? Why does it look? Loma Hashem Tamoid Barochik, why does it look like Hashem is standing so far away? Because Hashem is always close by, but why does it look like Hashem is far away? Talim Le'itos Batsara, Talim Aloshen of Helam, of Ha'olam, of Helam, of Hidden. Why does it look like Hashem is hiding himself in times of tragedy? There are those that explain that during the Seris Yimei Teshuva, chapter 10, our kapitel over here should be recited during the Seris Yimei Teshuva. If there's ever a time of tzara, as a Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal explained, that during the Seris Yimei Teshuva, this is a time when a person has to visualize like the noose, that the noose is around his neck when he's being judged. Explains the Meir Rosh Yeshiva, and they're about to kick the chair from underneath him, Chas V'Shalom. That's what a Seris Yimei Teshuva is. That's the reality. So a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, Lom Hashem Tamoid Barachik, Talim Litas Batsara. Why does it look like you're far away? Talim Litas Batsara. That you're hidden in times of tragedy. The Me'iri says that this chapter is referring to a time of galus, when the nations of the world are on the highest of levels, but the Am HaNifchor, but Bnei Yisrael, are on the lowest of levels during the ace of galus, during time of galus. The Alshich HaKodesh adds that for this reason it does not begin with a Mizmor. Loma Hashem doesn't start Mizmor Hashem, but rather Loma Hashem, because it's a continuation of the previous Perek. Perek Tes and Perek Yud, explains the Alshich HaKodesh, are like one Perek. And the reason why they are divided into two chapters is because they were given to David HaMelech with two different parts of inspiration of Ruach HaKodesh. First, David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh for Perek Tes, and then David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh for Perek Yud. And that's why it's divided into two sections. But really, if you look at the previous Perek, it ends with the same kind of theme and concept, that there are Rishoyim who are acting with haughtiness. And then Pasuk Chaf of the previous Perek, Kum Hashem, Hashem should arise and get up. Al Yoyiz Enush, Yishoftu Goyim Al Panecha. That the haughty people should not be arrogant, but Hashem should rather punish them. Shaftu goyim, shaftu goyim al panecha. Hashem should judge them. Shiso Hashem moir lehem. Hashem should place in pasuk chaf aleph of Perek Tes. Shiso Hashem moir lehem. Hashem should place fear upon the rishayim. Yedu goyim. The nations of the world should know. Enosh hei masela. They're just human beings. And the Enosh is of the lowest form of a human being. That's why we continue now with our perek over here. Loma Hashem Tamid Barochik is a continuation from the previous chapter. That's why we don't have to begin, says the Alshech HaKadosh, with a mizmar. The Sefer Evin Yechia says a different shat. He says that this capital was written for a historical time period. And that's when David HaMelech went to fight Goliath, the Rasha. And he came with five stones, Chamesh Avanim. And perhaps that's where this game, the Kugluch game of Chamesh Avanim, that's where it comes from. With the five stones, David HaMelech came to fight against Goliath. And this was a battle that whoever would be victorious, the other side would be machni themselves to the victor. And Goliath was Mekalel, and he was Megadeif. He was cursing out Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say those words. And David HaMelech, as we know, he approached Shaul HaMelech, and he said, I will stand up and I will fight against this Rasha. And Shaul was taken aback. You're a musician, you're a shepherd. Who are you to fight against this giant? And we all know the story that's brought down in Sefer Shmuel, that David HaMelech took one stone and was victorious with a slingshot, and he threw it at the head of Goliath, and Goliath miraculously fell forward, not backward. And eventually, the rest is history. But David HaMelech wrote this capital against the gaiva, the arrogance of Goliath in the Plishtim. That's what the Sefer Evin Yechia says. Let's take a step back. Let's understand, it's very important to understand the flow of the psukim over here. We begin in Pasuk Aleph, Loma Hashem Tamoid Baruchik Talim L'itos Batsara. There's a question. Why does it appear that Hashem is far away? What does it mean that Hashem is far away? What that means is, you see the gaiva, you see the haughtiness, the arrogance of the Rishoyim. Talim L'itos Batsara. And HaKadosh Baruch is not punishing them. And in Pasuk Beis, all the way through, and take a look inside, please, all the way through to Pasuk Yer Aleph, David HaMelech elaborates, Begaivos Rasha Yidlak Ani, with the haughtiness in Pasuk Beis of the Rasha, he chases after the Ani. Ani doesn't mean he doesn't have any money. Ani is an expression, a reference to the person who is being attacked. He's poor, meaning that he's being attacked by the haughty. Yitosu b'mzimoy zu chashavu. This Ani, Klal Yisrael, are being attacked with the plans that the Rishoyim are plotting against them. Ki Hillel Rosha al Tavas Nafshoy. The Rosha is praising himself for the desires that he wants to fulfill, and he is fulfilling it. Pasuk Dalid, Rosha ki goiva apoy bar yidroish, ein elokim kol mizimoyisav. The Rosha, with his haughtiness, he says Hashem is not going to do anything. Hashem doesn't exist in the Rosh's mind. Yachilu d'rocha b'chaleis, and continues all these psukim, hey, vav, zayin, ches, tes, yud, yud aleph, until Pasuk Yud Beis. And in Pasuk Yud Beis, David Melch changes gears. Kuma Hashem! Kuma Hashem! David Melch pleads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get up, show your power, show your strength. The God of power, of Gibor, of Gvura, raise up your hand, al kishkach anovim, and don't forget the humble people. Don't forget the tzaddikim. Don't forget Klal Yisrael. Al maniye, al meniye, it's Rosha lekim. Omar belibo lo sidroish. And the haughty Rosha says he can do whatever he wants. But like we saw in the beginning of Pasuk Gimel, turning back, Kihilo Rosha al Tavas Nafshi ubaitseya beirech niyetz Hashem, the baitseya, the gazlan, the thief. He says he can do whatever he wants and no one's going to stop him. But over here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Amen niyetz Rosha, what is this Rosha so haughty about? And he says, Amar Baliba Le Sidroish. He says in his heart, Hashem will not come after me. So from Pasuk Yud Beis until the end, David HaMelech pleads to Hashem, come now, raise up your hand and attack the Rishayim for their haughtiness, for their gaiva. In Pasuk Tezayin, Hashem Melech Oilum Va'ed, Hashem is the king forever. Oilum Va'ed. Ovdu Goyim Me'artsoi, the Goyim, the Rishayim, will be lost, will be punished. They will be obliterated. Tavas anovim shamata Hashem. And Hashem heard the tefillos of the anovim, of the humbled, of the tzaddikim. Tochen libon, takshiv oznecha. Tochen libon is a tefillah that a person davens to Hashem, that he should prepare himself for the tefillos, for the davening. Tochin hachono, tochin libam. Hashem should help the person prepare himself for davening. And then, takshiv oznecha, when the person prepares himself properly. As the Ramban says in his letter, tochin libam, takshiv oznecha. In the Geras Ramban, he tells us that you prepare yourself for davening. Then what happens next is takshiv oznecha, Hashem will listen to our tefillos. And the parak concludes, Lishpoit Yosoim Vadoch. Then Hashem will judge and take retribution on the Yosoim Vadoch. Yosoim is reference to the orphan. Doesn't mean literally an orphan without parents, but it means the person who is being oppressed for no one there to protect him. Bal Yosef Oid Laroids Enoish Min Ha'aretz. And Hashem will stand up because we said in Pasuk Yud-Beis, Kuma Hashem. Kel Nesoya Decha. And we end off Bal Yosef Oid, that this Rosh should not continue to attack the humble people. Let's now go back to the beginning of the Perek, where Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita explains from the Radak, Loma Hashem Tamoid Barochik is a question that can be asked. Why does it look like Hashem is far away? However, a person has to make sure he asks the question properly. And let me explain. We just concluded the Yontif of Pesach. In the Haggadah, there's a very famous question that is asked when it comes to the Chacham, the Arbonim. We have the Chacham, we have the Rasha. Chochem ha'oimer. What does the Chochem say? Ma'ha'edus va'achukim ha'mishpatim ha'shetziva Hashem lekeinu eschem. The Chochem wants to know what are these edus, these chukim, mishpatim ha'shetziva Hashem lekeinu eschem. Hashem commanded eschem. Commanded you. Va'afah to'emor lo'in. And you tell him kilchos ha'pesach. Ei maftinach ha'pesach. Then we turn to the Rosho. Ma'ha'oimer. Mo'ha'void ha'zois lachem. What is this work? Lachem for you. And the Veld, everyone asks the question, what's the difference between the Chacham and the Rosh? It sounds very similar. The Chacham, we give an answer, Ei maftin achar Pesach, by the Rosh, hake eshinov, he blunt his teeth, and we tell him, if you would have been there, Hashem would not have taken you out. What's going on over here? Coming back to our question, Loma Hashem tamoid barochik. One can ask, says the Radak. One can ask, where is Hashem, Beis Sarah? But not as an answer. Why is Chas Hashem going to take away the all hamitzvos, the responsibility to serve Hashem? A person can ask Hashem, it looks like you're not here right now. I need your help. That's what a person can ask. Just like by the Chacham, it depends how you ask a question. The Chacham wants to know, he wants to understand. The Rasha doesn't care less. The Rosh is not asking because he wants to understand. And that's how we understand by our parak here as well. Loma Hashem Tamoid Barochik. A person can ask, explains Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. A person can ask in the proper way. Not that he's looking to run away from mitzvahs chas v'shalom. But he can say, Hashem, I need you. I don't see you here right now. Why are you so far away from me? If it's asked in a proper way, it can be done. Before we turn to Rav Chaim Vital, and see how he explains this question of Lama Hashem Tamoy Barachik. I want to come back to the Dalet Banim, the four sons of the Haggadah. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tom, Echad Sheina De Elisha. The Chacham, the Rasha, the Tom, and the one who doesn't know how to ask a question. The general approach is that there are four different sons. Some of Farshim explain that this is really one person. And to understand this, let's turn to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Dama lahashiv l'apikairis. Know what to respond to the apikairis. Who's the apikairis? A person, he meets someone in the street, somebody wants to start up with him, ask questions and this and that. Know what to answer to the apikairis. Sometimes, the Mefarshim explain, Dama lahashiv l'apikairis. In life, when we have challenges, we have nisyonis, Hashem is testing us. Sometimes there's an apikairis inside of us that might say, this doesn't make sense, doesn't add up to me. We have to know what to answer the apikairis inside of us. And that's how we can understand over here as well. We have the Dalet Banim, Echad Chacham, Rasha, Tom, Ein Deilisho. We're talking here about in each and every one of us, the Mefarshim explain that there's an aspect, there's an angle of a Chacham, a Rasha, a Tamei, and a Elisha. Now we come back to our Perek. Loma Hashem Tamei Barachik, Talim Leitus Batzara. There's a question. Why is it that Hashem is so far away? It looks like Hashem's so far away. And then we say, there's the next 11 Psukim talk about the Rasha, talk about this Baal Gaiva, this arrogant person. And then we talk about how Hashem listens to the tefillos of the Anav. But according to the way we just explained, this can all be one person. Lama Hashem Tamid Barachik. You know why it looks like Hashem is far away? Because sometimes a person acts with what the Baalim Moshes say is of the worst midos, the worst character traits, and that's gaiva, that's haughtiness. And that's why Hashem, it looks like he's so far away to the person. But when the person does tshuva, then it's kuma Hashem. Then it's kuma Hashem. When the person does tshuva, he comes back to Hashem. And he acts with humility. Who is the greatest man that ever lived? Says the Medrash at the end of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu? He was onav b'kol adam, the most humblest of all men. When a person acts with humility, humility is another way of saying, I understand everything comes from Hashem, as opposed to the Baal Gaiva that says, my success came from me. My success came from my money, came from my smarts, my good looks, my charisma, whatever he feels, it's all himself. I worked hard. That's why I'm successful. That's the Baal Gaiva. Sometimes this could be the person himself, Loma Hashem Tamid Barachik, as well as the Rasha, the Gaiva that a person has to battle. And you look and open up the Musa Svarim, Orch HaSadikim, and other Svarim that discuss Midas, the character traits. And of the first character traits that they discuss is Gaiva or Kas. Kas comes from Gaiva, anger comes from haughtiness. How can a person step on my foot and get angry? I'm so great, I'm so important. Over here, Dovra Melch is telling us, you want to know why? You want to know why? Lo Hashem Talmud Barachik? Because of the Gaiva, because of the haughtiness. Chazal tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani v'hu yachal odor b'medura echad. The two of us, Hashem says, me and you, Mr. Haughty, we can't live in the same world together. We can't live in the same world together. And Hashem says, let me tell you something. I'm not going anywhere. It's the Baal Gaiva who Hashem will take out from the world. Rav Chaim Vital, Talmud Mufok of the Arizal. Rav Chaim Vital, similar to the Meiri, learns that this Perek is discussing Golus. Loma Hashem Tamoid Barachik, Loma Hashem Midas Arachamim. Why does it appear that Hashem is so far away. And referring to the galus that we're in. Chorm bayis rishon, chorm bayis sheni. Not only that, we don't know when this is going to end. Lom Hashem, tamoid berochek, talim li'itos batzoro. In Pasuk Beis, Begabas Rosh Yid Lakon Yitofsu B'mezimu Ezucha Shavu, says Rechaim Vital, if we would know when the Golus would end, at least we might have a little nechama, a little feeling of comfort that it's going to come to an end, but we don't know when the end is coming. The first Pasuk explains Rechaim Vital is the question, and the rest of the capital is the answer, and the answer is it's the gaiva, the haughtiness, the arrogance, the feeling that a person doesn't need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why Hashem is merachik himself from us. That's why Hashem turns himself away from us. I heard many years ago from Rav Brevda, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of my Rebbeim, that the Gra says that after a person, it's a Gra na Deres Eliyahu, after a person is successful with something, he makes a good business deal, whatever the success might be, person makes good tasting food, whatever the success might be, in order to make sure the person fights off the Yetzirah of Gaiva, for the person to think it was himself who did this, he should say Baruch Hashem. He attributes his success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to himself. Now, just saying the words Baruch Hashem without this feeling of attributing to Hashem is missing part of the understanding here. When we say Baruch Hashem, we want to thank Hashem, my success came from you. And this, says the Gra, is an antidote to fight off Gaiva. Let's just review over here some points. Lom Hashem Tamid Baruchai, why did David Mel start this chapter with a question, where is the Mizmor, where is the Lamatzeach? And we give a few different answers. One is continuation from the previous chapter. It was said with the two different sections of Ruach HaKodesh. Lom Hashem Tamid Baruchai doesn't mean why is Hashem far away, but why does it appear that Hashem is far away? And this chapter over here is two things we have to mention. One is the Erech HaPayim, the patience Hashem has for Rasha, for anybody to do tshuva. Lom Hashem Tamid Baruchik. Hashem doesn't punish right away. It's the Erech HaPayim. Hashem is patient. And number two, is Bechira Chavshus. Is Bechira Chavshus, the free choice. Rav Chaim Vital continues to explain and say that because of the gaiva of the Rasha, the Ani will be punished as well. And the question is, why is the Ani being punished for what the arrogant person, the Rasha, did? And this is a very important lesson, answers of Chaim Vital. Because the mistake, the Ani, the mistake the person who's being oppressed made, because he asked the question, Hashem, less din v'less dayin. I don't see your punishment. This person is such a Rasha. There are so many Rishayim out there. Why don't you punish them? And the person questions Hashem in the way he shouldn't be. So that's why the Ani is being punished with the Rasha as well, explains Rav Chaim Vital. We said a person has to make sure that if he asks the question, Lom Hashem Tamid Baruchik, he's asking a question not like the Rasha asks in the Haggadah, but like the Chacham asks, because he wants to learn better. He wants to understand Hashem better. He wants to come closer to Hashem. We said we also want to make sure that we don't have the gaiva inside of us. And that's why when we are successful in everything we do, we always have to say, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, and attribute our success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.